Chapter 1, Drought. Joe raced across the dry farmland in the hot Australian sun. A cloud of brown dust billowed out behind his Yamaha TTR90 motorbike. He was heading for the West Tree, one of his favourite spots when alone. The farm, located in New South Wales, was 20 kilometres north of the border with Victoria and the not-so-mighty Murray River. The occasional tired sheep looked up as he approached and stumbled out of the way. Then one of the sheep caught his eye because it was lying motionless on its side. Joe knew immediately that it was dead. He changed course and skidded to a stop right by the animal. It had not been dead long, but the eyes had already been pecked out by crows. There was an open wound on one of its hind leg that was infested with maggots. It was a repulsive sight that Joe was used to, but this time he even recognised the sheep. He had cared for it as a lamb after it had been rejected by its mother. He had fed it with a bottle like a baby. Joe looked around him to try and get a good idea of where he was. He would have to describe the find to his father later. Shaken, Joe returned to his bike and continued. The West Tree was on the remotest part of the farm, beyond which was only bush. It was a 10-metre-tall banksia. Its leaves were sparse, and the first branch was quite high, which made it hard to climb. Joe sat on the branch, gazing west. He worried about things a lot. He knew his parents were unhappy, which made him unhappy. The drought seemed endless, and it was killing the farm. Of course, in the end, it all came down to money. Joe knew this, but while his father, Oliver, saw his livestock as a living money machine that was in constant need of repair and attention, Joe saw them only as innocent animals that would die one by one if the drought did not end. Oliver had seen many droughts come and go in his life, but none as bad as this. The regular bouts of severe worry that the droughts brought had taken their slow, ruthless effect on him like the sea eroding cliffs. Oliver was worn down. His ambition for wealth and success had gone. His will to produce a surface each year had been replaced by an acceptance that survival was as good as it gets. He had forgotten he loved his wife, and Julie had forgotten the reason she had married him. But deep down, they loved each other, and they would probably both admit that their place in the world was together. Two of the farm's other extremities also had good climbing trees. They were Joe's places. He had no brothers or sisters and spent a lot of time alone. Often he was drawn to one of the trees depending on his mood. The south tree grew on the banks of a dry pond. It was a stunted eucalyptus whose few remaining leaves held on limply at the top like moths. A tough branch grew away from the empty pond about a foot above the ground on which Joe liked to lounge. Boredom drew him there, and he would lie on the branch until it passed. His moods, like the weather, were beyond his control, so there was no use struggling. The east tree was different. It was a large, proud acacia, and it was fun to climb. It had several good branches, both low and high, to relax and think on. It stood on a strip of flat farm that had been in dispute with the neighbouring family for as long as Joe could remember. The devious Joneses had not yet managed to get the land back, but they didn't give up, and thus a tedious feud was kept alive between the two families that added to the hill's unhappiness. The East Tree was a place of escape for Joe. Joe's means of escape were reading books, writing his own stories and tantalising himself, thinking about the big questions in life that no one else can answer. On other occasions, if his mood was right, he would lie back, clear his mind of almost everything, and just listen to the sounds of the wildlife, the crickets, the gentle breeze rustling the leaves, and the distant bleats of the sheep.